Welcome to Open Line. Open Line is an official forum hosted by Naval Station officials. For all the current information you need, keep it tuned in to Radio Gitmo.
Well, good afternoon, Guantanamo Bay. I am DJ Raf the Mac, a.k.a. Petty Officer Raphael McCory, and you are tuned into Open Line. It is noon, and we have Alex here with the NEX. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
How are you? Nothing much. You know, I turned 32. We were just talking about, you know, age, which is always kind of like a bittersweet moment, right?
We are not doing that on the radio.
I figured we might avoid that.
We're not talking age. We are not talking numbers.
We might avoid that conversation on the radio, but turned 32, so I actually enjoyed a quiet weekend. Didn't do too much.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Appreciate it.
All that good stuff.
But how was your weekend? Did you do anything?
It was good. Went to the magic show that happened on Friday to
start
off the weekend. So big shout out to MWR bringing all that. I know they'll probably talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know,
stealing their thunder.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to steal their thunder. You know, you always like you're first, and you want to compliment folks, and don't want to take that away from them. But
no, they did a fantastic job with that, though.
Exactly. Weekend was good overall. So hung out with the family, got some stuff done. You know,
okay,
got ready for the week.
Yeah, we went to the Arts and Crafts to paint the horse for the Derby Day Mile.
Gotcha.
That'll be coming this week. More thunder stealing from MWR.
Well,
but looking forward to that. So,
what'd you name the horse?
You know what? So they, Pelican Pizza Marina, gotta give a shout out to them. They actually gave us the name. It was like Starshine or Starchild or something like that.
Gotcha.
And then we named, I think, we went Betsy Starchild or something like that. Starship or something of that nature.
Gotcha.
So it's got a space theme, in essence.
Well, good luck to you. You got your jockey and all
we
that?
We got our jockey.
Gotcha.
You'll see a few of us there.
The height requirement, or are they?
We've got people of all heights here, so we'll be good on that one.
Gotcha. Yeah, man. Otherwise, ready to head into this week. You ready?
Yeah, let's get right into it.
All right. So, barge is coming in this week. We've got 90% fill rate. A bunch of good stuff coming in. We're still kind of processing the last barge, too, because it was a supplemental order that I was talking about. So, team's trying to get a bunch of that stuff out again. Trouble areas, again, like I talked about last week, Gatorade. So, we take a look at that. Otherwise, normal in-stocks with milk, eggs, all that good. Good things, bread, chips are still getting filled in. You know, you guys are eating us out of house and home with chips, so we're definitely trying to get that back in stock as well. Making sure we keep everybody in stock and make sure that we can process those containers. Like I said, the barge will be in this week, so we'll let everybody know with the offloading and all that good stuff as well. So that said,
We're going to switch you to the mic. We seem to have difficulties.
So nobody heard anything I just said, right?
They heard a little bit, but if you want to repeat just a little bit of that for me.
Okay. So like I talked about, 90% fill rate,
mm-hmm.
Still going through the containers, chips in stocks, Gatorade's little trouble areas, otherwise milk, heavy whipping cream, all that good stuff in stock, all that. Like I said, we'll be coming in this week with the barge, so we'll offload and then we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm.
The retail side of the house, still same thing. You know, we've got some trouble areas in the adult beverage areas that we are aware of. So we are trying to take care of some special orders on that. Otherwise, we do have a semi-annual sale that's going on. So come check out a bunch of stuff that is on sale as well. Clothing and also other goods, small appliances. We've got some TVs that are on sale, a little bit of everything with the semi-annual sale going on this week as well. So renovation, let's get right into it.
Noticed I was at the Next this weekend, and I went through the furthest aisle down towards the chicken and all that, and I saw that. I was like, okay, I see y'all.
Gotcha. So if you walk today, they're on.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're
okay.
Trying to maintain some temperatures on that side. So just came from the department head meeting to let everybody know as well that hopefully by the end of this week, knock, 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 knock on all the wood, particle wood, whatever wood. That said, we should be able to, by the end of the week, get some turnover on that equipment and then hopefully move everybody out of the Costco cave and back into the regular area and get all the you know, all the dairy, all the cheese and the eggs all moved out of there. And then hopefully once all that gets processed through, and again, we hold temperatures with the refrigeration and the freezer,
mm-hmm.
We can get back to some type of normalcy, and then walls will start going up again. So
we
we'll
can
get
into
the deli.
The...
Yep.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it for as long as you've been here, right?
Yeah.
I'm just glad the walls are going to be going up before you actually leave. So
look, it's the progress. It's
exactly.
Being a part of the journey.
Exactly.
That I appreciate.
So, big shout out again to Centera and PWD, who's helping us through the renovation. And then big shout out to the team. The team's going to be working a little extra hard this weekend to try to get all those goods situated. Again, I ask for the community's patience as we try to move everything, get it all re-ticketed, re-signed, all that good stuff, and try to maintain the inventory in between that as well. So just as an FYI on everybody. And then one last thing to kind of let everybody know, as of yesterday, yesterday was the last day for Western Union.
Right.
So I just want to advise everybody out there. Again, we appreciate everyone's understanding. Again, there's still digital options out there, so you can do any mobile transfers of money. I know Navy Fed and Community Bank are here to support the entire community. However, I just, again, a reminder, we did cease operations for Western Union as of yesterday. You will see all the signage for the most part has been taken down, and we'll be taking care of that on that end. So just wanted to let everybody know on that. And then that's it, man. That's pretty much all I got.
Some great stuff, though. So, I mean, you guys have been really good about staying at the 90% and above lately. So, I mean, that's always a nice thing for you guys. And then some great things coming up, hopefully with all fingers crossed and all the wood knocked on.
Yeah, believe me. I'm just looking forward to brand new equipment and making sure everything going well, especially with the new refrigeration and the freezers. I know the team's excited about it as well to have some newness. We've been talking about it for so long. So,
yeah, I've got a curveball for you.
Yes, sir.
The Switch 2.
All right, so I'm glad you asked. So typically in a normal release, you would be able to get it on release date. We will not have that typical release date.
Okay.
Obviously, because of the way how we get containers and all that good stuff, it'll be on a delay. Once we get the allocation of it, we'll let everybody know. As of now, I'm going to say as of now, we are slated to get it.
Nice.
I won't put out quantities or let any of that good stuff. However, I'm glad you asked the question. It's a good question to ask, simply because even with PlayStation 5, when that came out, even when the Xbox One came out, all of that was on a delay for us simply because bottom line, we can't get it on release date.
So. I figured I'd ask. I was like, I'm sure there's got a process of their own. And
I know
you're always on it.
Yeah, and I'm sure you noticed too, with a lot of the video game releases, we don't get them on the actual release date. The best way you can get those is obviously a digital copy on the actual date. If you're old school like me and you still want that hard copy of a CD or a cartridge with the Switch, at the end of the day, like I said, we'll get it. However, like everything else,
it'll just be a slight delay. Patience is a virtue. That's always our theme.
I was going to go, it's on the barge. But yeah, you can say that too.
It's on the barge. Patience is a virtue. But I just figured I'd throw that little curveball.
There you go.
In honor of CMC.
No, it's a good question. Like I said, we will get it as far as when we'll get it pending.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we are back and we have MWR. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, my man. How you doing?
Doing all right. This is a pretty good weekend, a pretty calm weekend. But I know you guys had a fantastic time with the tour of our cosplayers who did a fantastic job. They came by twice. So much energy.
Yeah. Capes and Crowns. That was a great tour. Want to thank the entire, Gitmo community for, coming out and, bringing your children out so they can experience that. So many smiles, so many great memories were created. If you saw the photos, you saw it was just... this was one of the few like maximum participation events that I can say that I've seen, and everybody just had nothing but great things to say about it. So huge shout out to my community recreation team for helping pull that off. Jason, everybody, Tamara, Morgan, Elton. I can go on and on, but thank you to all those big players that helped make that happen for sure. Yep, and also I want to give a shout out to the people who helped participate in the basketball league. Okay, nothing major over here, McCory. Nothing major, but shout out to the BBB second place team.
Oh wow!
Yeah, good job. Good job coming in second place. And I want to give a major shout out to the team that's the Panthers. Want to give a shout out to the Panthers for taking it home and bringing home this trophy right here. All right. We also had a great time at the Great Pickleball Showdown. Shout out to those teams who won, came in first place. That was a real big event as well, if you saw the photos.
They're always so serious.
Yeah, pickleball is the new soccer, I think, in the world.
Truly.
I really ought to be.
You know what's so funny? It's like ever since I got here, and then I had never heard of, and as someone who loves tennis, I had never heard of pickleball. And then within a few months, all of a sudden, I saw pickleball everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not an algorithm. It's just actually showing up
everywhere.
Like YouTube videos. I was like, what in the world?
Giant ping pong is taking over the world.
Yeah.
Yep. That's,
I love it.
Yeah. Cool. But as we come to the end of May, end of April, we're going into May. April was the month of the military child, Purple Up Month. We want to thank all the families for coming out to those events. As we're gearing up for May, there's a lot going on. So
yeah.
Kicking off this weekend, all right? Ferry Landing Beach Cleanup Saturday morning. That'll be at 8 a.m. Our staff down at the library is sponsoring this event. We'll meet at the gazebo and walk the shoreline to help pick up trash. Water and PPE will be provided. Everyone is open to the entire community. Everyone is welcome. Children under the age of 13 years old must have their parent with them. Mm-hmm. But also, if you need volunteer hours, this is an excellent opportunity to come get those as well. Also, on Saturday, May 3rd, we have Derby de Mayo. It is finally here.
Yes. Right?
We are still selling the wooden horses down at the marina. Please go get one and decorate it if you need to. I think we've sold about maybe half the horses that we have, so that's half left. So if you guys want a horse and want to be a part of this event, McCory, you can tell them from your own personal experience.
Honestly, it's a fantastic time. I'm very excited for the second annual. Look, we got the second annual. Like, everyone had a great, and I didn't really participate. I was just taking photos last year, so I'm excited to actually be part in it this year. But last year, everyone, I really do mean, like, the kids had a great time. Mm-hmm. The adults had a fantastic time. It was just fun all around. And there was just something about the luck of the draw that made it that much more intriguing.
Yeah. So, again, you know, we're running with the same recipe as last year. You know, we're going to kick it off watching the actual Kentucky Derby beforehand. From 6 to 7 p.m. will be our, you know, cocktail hour or the betting period. We'll also do the parade of horses so individuals can see which horse they want to place their $10 wager on. But, again, this event is free and open to the entire community, and everybody can come enjoy it. So, Don't take it from me.
Make sure you at least come out and enjoy. Even if you don't want to, you'll have fun just watching, I promise.
Indeed. Yes, sir. We'll also be kicking off the, no pun intended, but the kickball league.
Right.
Coming up Tuesday, May 6th. All right. You can register for free right now. Please register by May 1st. That's this Thursday. There will be a mandatory coaches meeting this Thursday, May 1st at 6 p.m. Dennis Fitness Center classroom. For more information on that, you can call 2740. Okay. We also know Mother's Day is coming up, right?
Yes.
That's probably the most important holiday of the year. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. You know, so a lot of Mother's Day stuff coming up for all the moms out there. We have a Mother's Day craft going on at the library. You can bring your children and they'll make a very special craft for mothers. All materials will be provided, and this is open to the entire community. This is Saturday, May 10th at 3 p.m. We'll also be running a Mother's Day bowling special at the rec room. You can spend, you know, the day bowling with mom. Moms can bowl for two games for free with free shoe rentals. All right. So moms just show up and bowl. All right.
Spend some time with the mother.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. We have the Mother's Day brunch as well. That'll be going on. That'll be Sunday, May 11th. You know, we always have the brunch at the Bayview, but on Mother's Day, the staff there likes to take the menu up to the next level with good reason, because, you know, don't want to upset the moms. So
come out. It's always at the next level to begin with. Exactly. As someone who faithfully every week, I'm at brunch. Yeah. I'll tell you personally, faithfully every week. But they do it nice for the holidays as well, and for those special peoples in our lives. So definitely check that out
For the moms. Moving on to the latter part of the month, to close out the month, Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
Just want to touch on two big things here. We have the Urban Slide. All right. This is when we turn Knob Hill Road into like the ultimate water
slide. A giant water slide.
So if that tickles your fancy, please come and splish splash and slide down the slope with us. You know, come beat the heat on a hot day. To register for that, you have to scan the QR code that is on the flyer. The new edition of the Gitmo Life May 2025 is out, and the Urban Slide flyer is in there. So you just scan that QR code, you pick your time slots that you like, and, you know, it's very easy. So you do it from your phone. You don't need to go into any of our facilities to sign up for this. You can do this from the comfort of your home, all right, or your office or whatever. Also, Memorial Day weekend, we have the Murph Challenge. All right.
Yes.
This will be Saturday. You say yes, McCoy. You doing this?
No. That's why I said yes. There was, if you heard, there was a grimace in that. I can remember it on sight because it looks painful.
Yeah. So the Memorial Day Challenge, that'll be Saturday, May 24th. Dennis Fitness Center, the Max Pad. It's $15 to register per person. You get a performance T-shirt with it. You must be 16 years of age or older to participate. And this challenge is the 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, okay? So if you want to participate in the Murph, you know, show your medal, test your medal, I should say, come out and participate in that. and we'll be closing the month off with the Ultimate Warrior Challenge, right? This will be happening at the Cooperfield Complex.
It's the fact that you have both of them at around the same time.
Yeah, but hey, it's a week, you get a week recovery, man. You know, the Murph is the warm-up for the Ultimate Warrior Challenge, you know? Hey, the cost is the same. It's $15, you know, per person. Performance T-shirt is included as well. For this one, if you want to register, you know, just do so by May 29th at the Dennis Fitness Center and participate in the Ultimate Warrior Challenge. Again, as I said before, the new edition of the Gitmo Life for May is available. You can grab a copy of this from, you know, any MWR facility, Galley Next, Hospital Quarterdeck. I just dropped off two here at the radio station. So if they need them here, if they come, they can sit down and read them.
Yeah.
You know, we got the website, Facebook page, and you can subscribe to our newsletter as well. So there's a lot happening in May. I just touched on some of the major things and some of the
things coming up.
I
think you touched on maybe like 65% of what's going on.
Yeah. If that, you know, just scratching the surface.
There's always something going on with MWR. Definitely check out the newsletter. They've got a lot of great things going on they've got something for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if I can, I want to give one more shout out to the Absolutely. Greatest basketball team ever assembled here on Gitmo. Shout out to the Panthers, all my boys. We did that undefeated, undisputed. Okay. If you're listening to this and you had a friend that was in that league, we beat them. All right. So just tell them, you know, keep practicing and better luck next time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that will be back. Stay tuned. Well, we are back with Open Line, and we have Miss Treat from the high school. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Had a pretty pretty calm weekend. Won't complain about that.
Yeah, look, we had prom, so it was not calm.
But did it turn out well?
Oh, yeah. It was a beautiful. The students looked amazing. Shout out to Captain Steven for hosting the dinner, and then the captain of JTF or Commander JTF. Hmm. The prom was at his house. So,
oh,
like,
wow.
So the students like had dinner and then took a boat over to the house, and then we had.
Wow.
I was the DJ. And so, okay. They, you know, they were dancing. And it was cool.
That's
awesome.
It was
beautiful.
That's so awesome. Yeah, and so you've got some news for us from the high school.
I do, yes. So, like, starting this Thursday, we have a new thing called Casual Coffee and Conversation, where Ooh. Parents or anyone in the community can meet at the Gourmet Bean. It's on our website. It's, I think it's at 8:30. And what parents can do is come and talk to our admin and ask questions about anything that's going on. Specifically, the topic this week is going to be staffing and how we're getting staffed for the next school year.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Very interesting. So, and the Gourmet Bean is always nice.
Yeah, exactly, right?
It's very nice.
So our admin will be there, and again, anyone from the community come and ask questions.
That's a great way to connect.
Yeah, first Thursday every month.
First Thursday of every month, so yes. you can connect with your staff, in essence.
Yes.
Ask any questions that you need. Is there anything else going on?
Yeah, we have pre-K registration still going on, so that's for any student who turns 4 by the 1st of September 25. In order to register, you just need to come to the front desk and talk to Miss Mary, and she'll give you everything you need.
Okay.
We have re-registration for all other students open, and parents need to re-register their students regardless if they're coming back or not.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're PCSing, just go into Aspen and let us know you're not coming back.
Okay.
That's important. We have our track meet, our final track meet, May 10th, and we're looking for people still to compete against our students.
Right,
so
right.
Don't be afraid if you're going to beat them. maybe you won't beat them. We had some good times this weekend. But we have students that will be competing in the 100, 200, 400, 800 mile, and more, like the relays, and as long as we have people to compete against them. So anyone middle school aged or above, up to 70, whatever.
Can compete.
Can compete. And you can find the registration form on our Facebook page and website.
Okay.
And we also have an art show coming up on May 19th. There's going to be from 16:30 on May 19th to 18:30. We're going to have light snacks, and it's open to the community to come and see the great artwork that our students are doing.
Okay.
So if you're looking for something artsy to do, you can come and do that. Tonight, we have our school advisory committee meeting, and that's a monthly meeting as well. And what that is anyone can come, the community, parents, at 17:30 tonight at our school. And this is where you can ask questions about how we can make changes in the school and help contribute.
Multiple ways to connect.
Yeah, multiple ways to help. But that being said, the agenda is online on our website and on Facebook.
Awesome.
So if you want to see what the agenda for tonight is. And then finally, we have two surveys out right now that we're seeking help from families to fill out. Mm-hmm. One is, I think Mr. Nungary might have mentioned it already, but we're doing to see if people want to have breakfast for their students at our school.
Okay.
So that survey's out on Facebook and on our website. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is a communication survey, like a parent interest survey to see like how we're doing with communication. Mm. So we just need families to fill it out and let us know so we can make improvements and meet the needs of our families.
Open communication, open communication, open communication.
That's awesome. Multiple ways, as you hear, right? So, but that's all we have for WT Sampson this week.
Quite a lot still going on. Make sure if you're interested in doing some volunteer work, you can speak with them, or if you want to help them with their track meet because they need someone to beat down, and you might as well enjoy yourself while you're
getting
beat
down. If you want to reminisce your old athletic days, you know, like, come on. I'll be taking photos. You'll be on Facebook. You'll be famous, like athletic famous.
Awesome. Well, make sure that you check out those surveys as well because they definitely want to help you and your child. That is the utmost importance. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
We are back with Open Line, and we're going to go through a week of naval history. So today, April 29th, in 1814, the sloop Peacock, under the command of Master Commandant Commodore Lewis Warrington, duels the British brig Epervier off Cape Canaveral, Florida. In a battle lasting just 45 minutes, the American ship inflicts 10 times its own losses on its adversary, earning Warrington a gold medal from Congress. Then April 30th, 1798, going back a little bit further, a bill signed into law by President John Adams establishes the Department of the Navy and provides for a secretary and clerical staff. May 1st, 2011, President Barack Obama addresses the nation and announces that 23 Navy SEALs from SEAL Team 6 raided Osama bin Laden's compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan, and killed America's most wanted terrorist during Operation Neptune Spear. Then May 2nd, 1975, the Navy selects Northrop's YF-TEC-17, a competitor in a U.S. Air Force design competition, for a new fighter. This marks the birth of the F-TEC-A-TEC-18 Hornet. That's going to be all for Navy news this week. Apparently, I can't talk. Stay tuned because we've got some more information coming for you next with the Firehouse, with our mail team, as well as our legal team. Don't go anywhere. We are back with Open Line, and we've got our legal team. How you guys doing?
Good. And you said team.
I did say team. And I said guys specifically because we have quite a few people here.
Yeah, we got three Jags right now for the base, but only until Friday.
A Jag extravaganza, if you will.
Yeah, so I'm here to introduce my two relief, both Lieutenant Scaff and Lieutenant Ferreras.
That's correct.
It's Ferreras. I said it somewhat correctly. This is making bad radio, but he's squinting at me like, you're close enough. So they are both my replacements. For those who don't know, for here in Guantanamo Bay, it's billeted for one full-time legal assistance attorney, and that means someone who can meet with you about a legal assistance issue, whether it's family law, whether it's, hey, you need a will or you need a power of attorney. That's what legal assistance is. And mm-hmm. now there's hasn't been one in that seat since late 2022.
Ooh.
But Lieutenant Ferreras is going to fill that role, and then Lieutenant Scaff is going to be the base SJA. So I and my predecessor filled both of those at the same time, but thankfully the base is getting the full legal team.
We love that.
Moving forward, yeah.
Well, would you guys like to just introduce yourselves a little bit and say hello to our Gitmo community?
Yeah, sure. Good afternoon now. I'm Lieutenant Scaff. I'm the incoming SJA taking over here for Lieutenant Bland. I'm excited to be here, excited to get started and work with all of y'all. I'm from Northern Virginia. I came here, though, from Pensacola. So,
wow.
Yeah, staying a little bit...
So you're used to the warmer side. At least that's not a huge drastic change.
I think I'll probably eat my words in a few months when it gets real hot here, but I like the heat somewhat. So we'll see how it goes for me here in
Cuba. Okay, all right. Well, we're looking forward to having you.
Thank you.
And sir?
Yeah, and I'm Lieutenant Willie Ferreras. I'm coming here from Naval Station Great Lakes, Illinois. So very much enjoying the warm weather around here.
You're going to eat that. You're going to eat those words.
Hey, fun fact, it actually snowed 2 weeks ago in Chicago.
I was going to say, you're coming from two extremes.
Yeah, very much so. But I originally grew up in Philly, so go Birds.
Okay.
And I am going to be the full-time legal assistance attorney here, replacing Lieutenant Bland in Building 760. So, yeah, looking forward to working with you all.
Well, we're looking forward to having you both.
Oh, yeah. So, as of right now, the full-time legal assistance hours right now on Monday, we're going to be open just by appointment only. Tuesday, 09 to 1100, and then again, 1300 to 1600. Wednesday again by appointment only, and Thursdays 09 to 1100 and 1300 to 1600 again. You can make an appointment by emailing cnic_se_gnby_legal@us.navy.mil.
I've got to give it to your team. They've always been pretty good about responding to those emails, though.
They are great. They're, and they're pretty hopefully they have been the last like 4 days, because I'm no longer in the distro, so they haven't had the lieutenant to verify they are responding. But I trust them enough, and now both of these two lieutenants, now they have two lieutenants on it to really verify they're trying.
So does this mean we get double the jokes now?
That's a great question.
I'm putting you guys on the spot.
I think one of them has a joke. I'll turn it over to them for their initial joke.
Sure, it is my first JAG joke, so of course it has to involve a lawyer.
Okay.
So, a guy finds a magical genie lamp on the side of the road. He rubs the lamp, giant blue genie flies out of the lamp, smoke and lights, typical fashion.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Congratulations, you've freed me from my prison. As a reward, you get 3 wishes." The man says, "Great, I wish that all the lawyers in the world were dead."
Oh,
the genie snaps his fingers. Boom. Your wish has been granted. All the lawyers in the world are dead. There is now world peace. So then. It's not even then a joke. The man jumps with glee. Amazing. Okay, now for my second wish. I want a brand new Ferrari. And the genie goes, "Sorry, you're all out of wishes." And the man goes, "Hey, wait. You told me I get 3 wishes. I still have 2 left." And the genie goes, "Well, what are you going to do? Sue me?"
I saw where it was going as soon as you said it. I was like, oh. The world peace is with it. The world peace was the unequivocal butt of that joke, though.
That was much longer than my jokes. That was a good one.
See, he's already improving.
It's already better.
I didn't say that. I said he's improving your legacy.
And I think my turnover must have been great on that one. I don't think Lieutenant Scaff's looking at me like she doesn't have a joke.
That's okay. We sprung it on you.
I'm gonna. This is one I've told before.
Okay.
You weren't here, I think, when I told this.
I don't think I've heard this one.
So I'm just gonna, since it's my last one, I'm gonna say my favorite one.
Okay.
And it also involves 2 attorneys.
All right.
So it's appropriate. So what's the difference between 2 iguanas in the road and 2 attorneys in the road?
I have no idea.
There's brake marks in front of the iguanas.
I think I'm too slow to catch this.
It's because people break for the iguanas, but not for the attorney. I'm glad that you didn't get that one right away. All right, MC2 is actually laughing now. So I think that's the first time I've made him actually laugh, and he's not fake laughing.
You said the other one. I can't remember it.
The database.
Yes.
The database.
Database is still my favorite one as well. But that one is. I was just too slow to catch on. Well, it's been a fantastic time getting to experience all of your JAG jokes as well as all the information that you provide.
Yeah, Radio Gitmo is probably one of the most coolest things I do in this job and one of the most fun things. One thing I didn't expect, but then once I got that turnover when I arrived, I was like, this is awesome. It's been a great release, a great reason for me to get out of the office and get out from behind those emails that I probably should be responding to faster. But this has been great for me. And I do have one final announcement. So the good news, the U.S. Embassy team did make it on the bird in Jamaica. I believe they're either just recently took it off or about to, and they'll be here tomorrow. So it's only, you know, if you haven't scheduled an appointment yet, it's probably too late, right? But if you have and can do all the paperwork that the travel.state.gov says you have to do for either your initial or renewal or your CRIBA, and you can knock that out between now and tomorrow morning, give us a call and we can try to fit you in. They said they're more than willing, but you know, if you're prepared with the paperwork.
Absolutely.
And we emailed you the steps, I think, twice now if you've signed up. If you haven't gotten that email, please email us back. But all the information is in travel.state.gov. And you just click on which situation you're in, whether it's initial passport, renewal passport, and we can knock it out. And that's going to be the legal assistance office. We did email the actual like picture, which it is. That's building 760. That's where if you go on to get your bill of sale done or a power of attorney, that's that building.
Okay.
Don't come to the second deck in Buckley, because those appointments are going to be the legal assistance office. If you ever go to the traffic court, it's going to be in there, building 760. And that's, if you don't know where any of that is, doesn't make sense. post office. You turn turn up the road across from the post office, mm-hmm. up there, and loop around to their first left, kind of park in that Fleet and Family parking lot.
Okay.
And it's right in there.
Good to know, because I have my appointment on Thursday.
Oh, and then I did have one special announcement, somewhat legal, because if you don't do it, it's a violation of the instruction. Just a reminder from NSGB that, hey, if you're riding a bike, make sure you wear a bike helmet.
Oh, yes. I do have a helmet for my bike.
There you go. See, I knew MCT was good because there's bikes out here, and I always see them with helmets.
I bought one, and I made sure I had a bike with it. Mm-hmm. A helmet with it. A bike with it.
is there anything else I'm missing, forgetting, that you guys want to say? They're just looking at nodding heads here.
Well, it looks like we're all wrapping up, but thanks so much for all your time here and all that you've put in. I'm so glad that I got the chance to meet you, and we're looking forward to having our new legal team with us as well.
Oh, yeah, and MC2 needs a re-enlisting officer here soon.
I do.
He unfortunately couldn't do it when I was here.
I couldn't.
But he wanted a fellow North Carolinian to do it, so one of you will have to pass.
Well, stay tuned. We've got some more coming up for you. We are back with Open Line, and we have our dynamic duo with us, with the Firehouse and the Mailroom. How are you guys doing?
Hey, hey.
Great.
Wonderful.
How was the weekend?
Good.
Work as usual.
It was good for me. I was out on the boat with the champions.
Oh my.
I sure was. And the trophy.
Okay.
Oh, you know, before we get started, I overheard an MWR individual said pickleball is like the new soccer. Mm-hmm. Only a non-soccer player would say something like that. So let me put that out here. You know who you are.
Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
A non-soccer player would say something like that. In Jamaica, we call it football.
Okay. Wow. I was surprised you said soccer. I was like, okay.
That's wild. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Far removed.
So let's get right into it. What have we got going on?
Okay, just three things for the post office. Not much. Warehouse access, a reminder to mail orderlies to please wait for a postal clerk to escort you into the warehouse. We have folks just walking in, and that's technically unauthorized, and a write-up if the inspector is around, which I have mentioned that we are preparing for an inspection. So please wait for a postal clerk to come and get you. You guys have been doing real good with your credentials, having them out. Thank you so much for that. But also wait for a postal clerk to come and escort you in. Please and thank you. Mm-hmm. JTF inspections. Sergeant Fanna and Sergeant First Class Ambrose have been conducting JTF mailroom inspections and reports that everyone is passing with flying colors. So
love
kudos
that.
To y'all. Awesome. Remaining units, please be prepared and available. If you have questions or need an updated memorandum authorizing access to your mailroom or any of the required mail manuals on your desktop, reach out to Sergeant Fanna at extension 4970.
Okay.
Lastly, I wanted to say that I'm going to start posting recaps in case, you know, everyone doesn't listen to the radio all the time, or they may miss it because they were doing this, that, and the third.
Right, right.
I'll start posting on Facebook the recap of what I've talked about on Tuesday, just to help people get that information. Also, in the comments below, whatever I post for the recap, you guys can ask any questions, any concerns. Mm-hmm. Not too broad, you know. I'm just Miss K.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have any questions, feel free to post in there, because not everyone has time to come to the post office, whatever. They may have a question about something I spoke about radio. So, look for my post, Miss K. And that's all I have for you guys.
Not too much.
Short and simple.
Just make sure you follow the rules and
don't
get nobody in trouble.
Please follow the rules. For sure.
So what else we got going on with the firehouse?
Okay.
We've got fire safety, as always.
Yes, we do.
Because it's getting warmer and warmer.
Warmer and warmer. But with that said, since it's getting warmer and warmer, we're going to step aside a little and talk about some water safety tips.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we're going to change it up a bit, right?
Okay.
All the earth elements. Hello, water, fire. Let's go.
All right, so I want to tell everybody that make sure you're wearing a life jacket, right? So they're saying all children 12 and under must wear a USCG approved life jacket, and also non-swimmers wear a life jacket. Okay, I see you put up your hand.
I put one between my legs and around my waist. I have one behind me, too.
Oh, my God. When you get your boat from the marina, they do provide life jackets.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then never swim alone. Use the buddy system. All right, you're going to jump in the water, you know, make sure you have somebody there with you. Don't go out there, I'm going to go swim and swim all the way out there.
Oh,
nobody's
no.
there,
mm-mm,
you know, looking at you. Supervise children. So, again, you know, I know adults want to have fun in the water. It's my time to relax. I want to do this, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But just like the pool, same thing in open water. You want to make sure you're supervising your children. Even if they're good swimmers, supervise them. Make sure you're keeping an eye on where they are, what they're doing, right? And, of course, like I said, swim with the buddy system. So if you don't have a life guard out there, certified flag guard, make sure someone is there with you that's even a stronger swimmer than you.
to be careful because this is Gitmo. We're surrounded by a lot of water and mm-hmm. stuff do happen here. Megalodon right? Mm-hmm. Learn CPR. Yes. Learn CPR, Gitmo. I mean, the Red Cross provides this training. Just go and find out when they do provide it. Mm. You'll never know. You might save your family's life, a friend's life, you know, friend of a friend's life. Just learn CPR. Just the basic steps you're going to mm-hmm. need. So you can reach out to the Red Cross for that, okay? I want to emphasize on that because, again, if you learn CPR, it's part of our training as firefighters, mm-hmm. then we move up. Like, I'm an EMT right now. So it's another step. It's the first one of the, as a second step, actually, to moving up. Okay. So you want to make sure you learn that, right? And stay within designated swimming areas. You want to make sure, yeah, don't be exploring where you're not.
Places where you shouldn't be exploring.
just like on land. You have a lot of signs posted. Do not enter. Beware. Be aware of this and don't try to, I'm going to break this rule. I know when you're doing boating, right, and you're headed down to the riverside by that bridge, there's a sign that by the bridge that says do not cross. Mm. You know, years ago, I experienced that. I was with that person and I'm like saying, you know, let's not cross, right? And of course, obey the hazards, know your limits. The main thing, no alcohol involved, please. Don't drink and drive just like you don't want to drink and boat and don't want to drink and swim. Mm. All right? And, of course, swim sober. Take swimming lessons. They are available at MRR, Windjammer, you know. Just talk with persons and wear safety devices. Don't rely on little floaties that are not safety devices, like a floating Betty. Yeah, Let's not do that, right? Let's use the proper safety equipment. And, again, Gitmo, stay hydrated. Remain safe. Wear the proper shoes, water shoes if you're going to get in the water. If you're going to try and climb a rock, be safe. And let somebody know that you're there. Do a boating plan. Get your boat license. Let's be safe and stay safe. Gitmo, stay hydrated.
Absolutely. Stay hydrated. Be safe in the water. Because, hey, no, but we don't have time for you to be floating out in the water. Because I'm not going to get you. I'm not going to be the one to go get you.
And Megalodon get you. That's definitely right. Megalodon. I'm telling you.
Well, that's going to be all for Open Line today. So much great information. Just make sure you check back. This will be playing once again at 5 p.m. later today, and then it'll play once again at 2 p.m. tomorrow. A lot of great information, a lot of things to look forward to. So thank you for tuning in, and have a great rest of your week.